Grace to you, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 4th of April. I'm your host, Paul White, and we are journeying through Paul's letter of Galatians. We're in chapter 4, and today we deal with verse 9. Let me begin today by wishing a happy birthday to my son, Lucas. He turns 18 years old today. That is really hard for me to believe, and anyone who's a parent understands what I'm talking about. Seems like they go from being this little toddler to being 18 awfully quickly. Natasha and I are very proud of Lucas. He will go off to college, to university in the fall, where he has received an academic and a baseball scholarship to play in the state of Nebraska. And we are excited for him. We revealed that little piece of information a few months ago when he committed back in December. But I don't know if I've said anything here on the DDP. He's in the middle of his spring baseball season, and this particular week we are in a big tournament in Orange County where he plays pretty much every day. But just wishing him a happy birthday, and I know there's many people out there who know Lucas or know of him and would like to do the same. Today, Galatians chapter 4, verse 9, but now after you have known God, or rather are known by God, we dealt with that yesterday in relation to verse 8, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage? And the weak and beggarly elements here speak back to verse 3. When we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. We are not talking about elements as in gold and potassium or whatever. You know, we're talking about the elements as a Greek definition, Greek word stoicheion, literally translated seven times in the New Testament as either element, rudiment, or principle. Its definition is any first thing from which others belonging to some series or composite whole take their rise, an element, a first principle. There's extended definitions, but that's the basic of it. So it's a principle, and it is the beginning of a principle. So when we talk about the basic elements of the world, we're talking about the basic beginning, orderly principles of the way the world works. And you know that you've been released from being a slave to that because you are one of the sons of God. And therefore, not that you don't have to deal with those elements or first principles of the world, but that you are freed from it defining you. Let me show you its usages in the New Testament. There's only seven of them. I particularly think they are all linked, and that viewpoint is controversial. You'll see why when we read them. So here's what I want to do today. I want to read all seven. They fall in seven different verses of the Bible. The very first time that it's used was in verse 3 of the chapter that we are in, Galatians 4. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. The second usage is here in our verse, verse 9. But now, after you've known God, known of God, how do you turn again to weak and beggarly elements whereunto you desire to again to be in bondage? The next usage we used the other day, when we were talking from verse 3, we used both of them, Colossians 2:8 and Colossians 2:20. I'll read them. Beware lest any man spoil you. Remember, we said cheat you as in take your stuff. Through philosophy and vain deceit, the traditions of men after the rudiments or elements of the world and not after Christ. And then verse 20, wherefore if you are dead with Christ from the elements or rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? These are pretty simple. In fact, we've used all four of these Greek usages of stoicheion in our study already in verses 3 and in verse 9. But then we get into some new territory. No, not new for you as a Bible student, but new for our study. We see it again in Hebrews chapter 5. This happens, verse 12. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again what be the first principles, stoicheion, elements, first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. This is where the author of to the Hebrews says, you ought to be teaching others, but you're way back in elementary school, spiritually. You're way back in the ABCs. And then comes a usage that is controversial. Let me just say it this way first. Peter uses the word stoicheion, elements, twice in a three-verse span in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 and verse 12. And I personally don't think Peter is using it differently than Paul or the author of Hebrews. Although many people who lean to a physical renovation of planet Earth by fire, that someday all of this is going to burn up and God's going to start all over again. And that is a principle of many people's eschatology, not mine. They believe that it will literally burn up, and they base it on Peter's usage of that statement in 2 Peter 3. However, I don't think Peter is talking about a literal burning up of actual earth. He uses the same Greek word stoicheion, which is our first elements, first principles. Listen to the scripture, 2 Peter 3:10, 2 Peter 3:12. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements, stoicheion, shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Verse 12, looking for and hasting to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Uses it again. And as we've said before, heaven on earth in the Jewish economy was that temple. I think Peter is looking forward to the time when the basic principles of that system are burned up and are no longer ours. And I think we're living in that. Now, we can go back to those elements. The reason I say that's controversial is if you adhere to this future renovation by fire, this is your token spot where it gets renovated by fire. But if you adhere to universal hermeneutic, in which the word means the same thing between all the writers, then this can't be elements the way we think of elements. That wasn't in their purview. They don't think of elements the way we think of elements. Their usage was stoicheion. It's principles, basic principles. So I think Peter says they're going to burn up. So why would you, let's go back to Galatians, our text, Galatians 4:9. How is it you turn again to weak and beggarly elements to which you desire to be again in bondage? You observe days, months, seasons, and years. So in verse 10, he starts to explain what some of the weak and beggarly elements would look like. It's going back to thinking that one day, one month, one season, one year is better than another. It's this observance. And I don't think he means just observing days, months, seasons, and years, but I think he's talking about thinking that God works through days, months, seasons, and years. And I still see Christians that are that way. Well, I'm in a season where God's not speaking. My response to that is that's impossible. You don't live in weak and beggarly elements. There's not a season when God's not seasonally speaking to you. He speaks to you through Jesus. Now, there are different seasons of your life, without a doubt. I mean, that's obvious. Your hair is gray now and it didn't used to be. Tell me that's not a season. But in spiritual terms, God is moving on us through the Holy Spirit and through Jesus, not responding to our actions and with silence. Okay? We will pick this up here tomorrow. See you then. God bless.